Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and today we're going to be talking about the spirit of Leviathan. There has been a tremendous surge lately in attacks by a spirit mentioned in the book of Job in the Bible called Leviathan. And I want to teach you a little bit today about this spirit. Y'all know that there's been a huge, huge increase over the last 2 years in attacks by the spirit of Jezebel. And I teach a lot on that one because of having dealt with it so often. Jezebel is always out to kill the prophets and anyone who operates at all in the prophetic. She also hates worship, so she will attack worship leaders and those anointed for worship as well. She was a queen when she lived on earth, and she wants all that worship for herself. Leviathan works closely with Jezebel. She is prideful, and he is the ruler over all the children of pride. So she was a queen, and the Bible says he is a ruler, so he's a king over all the children of pride. So they are like the king and queen of pride. Job 41:15-17 says, "The scales of Leviathan are so tight that no air can pass between them." In verse 16, where it says this, that word air in the Hebrew is the word ruach, meaning the spirit of God. It is the same word used in Genesis 1:2, where the Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It is the same word used in Genesis 6:3, where the Lord says His Spirit will not always strive with man. If you encounter a person with the Leviathan spirit, they will always have an attitude of untouchableness. They truly believe they are untouchable, and it is because of the scales of Leviathan. They secretly believe that you can do no harm to them. Many years ago, when I was being attacked by someone with the Jezebel spirit, I was praying for that person, and the Lord showed me an open vision. In the open vision, I saw the Jezebel spirit egging this person on to attack me again and again and again. And I saw how everyone else that had taken attacks through this person were all very angry at her, as I also was. You would have to be Jesus not to feel anger when someone repeatedly attacks you and hits you as hard as they can, slanders you, and tries to cause you every type of loss they can again and again and again. And it goes on for years. I saw as time went on and the attacks came again and again, Jezebel pretty much took over her entire person in the vision, and Jezebel made her feel really powerful. After all, no one had been able to get to her, right? I know now, after learning about Leviathan, that Leviathan had joined Jezebel in her destruction. And then, when everybody was really angry at the person in the vision, and Jezebel and Leviathan had done as much damage as possible through her, Jezebel left her, just left suddenly, and left her. In the vision I was shown, she was left holding the bag. And in the vision, I saw her literally holding a bag, meaning she now no longer felt powerful. And she had let Jezebel attack all these people through her, but she was the one who was going to suffer the consequences for this. Then I saw all the people that were angry at her come and started attacking her. And now she had no defense and nothing to fight back with. So let's talk about the ruler over all the children of pride. Because none of the Spirit of God can pass between his scales, he can only mimic the gifts of the Spirit. Leviathan, like Kundalini, mimics God. He mimics the gifts of the Spirit because he can't have the Spirit of God, so he can't get the real gifts because of his scales. This means he will get, quote, revelations no one else feels the witness of the Spirit about, and he will get false words that no one else feels the witness of the Spirit about, and he will get what he thinks are visions that no one else feels the witness of the Spirit about. The person who has Kundalini will also think he has all this revelation, and everybody else will just have this puzzled look on their face because the Spirit of God, which is in them, is not bearing witness with any of it. And they know that means whatever that person got, it was not from the God of the Bible, okay? The Bible says that out of Leviathan's mouth came burning lamps. That phrase, burning lamps, means a torch. It also means something cast aside. And it is an image, according to the definition of the word in the Bible, an image for a man formerly held in high esteem, now low and despised. Isn't that interesting? Because one of the things that Leviathan does is he turns on you with his mouth. Slander. Slander changes the way people see you, and it is a way to manipulate how others see you when Jezebel or Leviathan cannot get what they want from you. I think after studying for all day yesterday, I was studying on this, and all morning this morning I've been working on this to get as much revelation as possible to share with you. Looking at what I know now about Leviathan and looking back at all the times I've battled this Jezebel spirit, I think Leviathan may be a strong man that comes in to reinforce Jezebel, and it makes it so hard to get rid of her because you do deliverance and you see nothing happening. And that's if you can even get the person to agree to deliverance. I have never, ever seen a bad case of the Jezebel spirit where that person wanted to be free. Not once, not one time in all these years. Verse 20, out of his nostrils goeth smoke as out of a seething pot or cauldron. And interestingly, Leviathan always seethes. He always seems to be seething with anger. And to seethe means to boil. Whenever you encounter a person with Leviathan, they're always angry. They're always out for revenge. They're always trying to get at someone. Verse 25, when he raiseth up himself, the mighty are afraid. Now this means he is either very strong or very intimidating, or he's just a downright bully. We aren't really told which one. Jezebel is extremely intimidating. If you've encountered a Jezebel spirit, and she is a bully, she is the spirit behind bullying. I would not be at all surprised if Leviathan was not also behind bullying. What I'm doing here is I'm going verse by verse through what we are shown about Leviathan in the Bible, okay? If you want to understand any demonic principle or spirit that you encounter, look in the Bible and see what the Bible tells you about it. And that will tell you how to recognize it in a person, and it will tell you how to get to it, okay? Verse 28, the arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned with him into stubble. 29, darts are counted as stubble. He laugheth at the shaking of a spear. These two verses clearly show that threats do not scare Leviathan. They don't scare Jezebel either. His heart is as firm as a stone, this is verse 24. Yea, as hard as a piece of the nether millstone. A nether millstone is when they would grind grain and stuff. The bottom stone that they ground against was the millstone, and it had to be the hardest type of rock that they could find. This tells us that people with the Leviathan spirit are very hard-hearted and cold-hearted, like stone. James 3:16 says, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Leviathan and Jezebel are filled with jealousy and envy, and they love bringing strife. They want all the attention. They want all the honor and the praise and the glory, and they don't want God or any person getting any of it, okay? Remember, Jezebel was a queen, okay? And if Leviathan is ruler over all the children of pride, he is a king in a sense, though it doesn't call him a king. He's a ruler. There's a lot of children of pride. Can I just tell you that? A lot. Millions. So he is king over all of them. So they are the king and queen of pride. And they expect to be treated like a king and a queen. So, wherever envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Leviathan and Jezebel, being filled with jealousy and envy, means they love bringing strife. And once you open the strife door, confusion will enter the picture and every evil work. Every evil work literally means every single kind of sin, okay? I knew a couple years ago who really loved the Lord. They got married and they let strife into their relationship. Every evil work has entered in and affected not only them, but the grown children as well in terrible, terrible ways. They are into things children of Christian parents should not be into now. I believe the Lord showed me it was because that they let strife in and they let it stay. They fight constantly. They have never stopped fighting. Y'all know how you get married, you usually fight the first year and sometimes the part of the second year. Well, they're still fighting like it's year one, okay? And it's years and years ago. There is so much pride in the two of them that neither one of them will submit or try to make the marriage work for more than 2 minutes. Okay, ministries need to watch out for Leviathan and also Jezebel. Jezebel is known to bring division to ministries. Leviathan is known to just outright attack them. Because Leviathan is who he is, and because of his scales and everything, he causes a disconnect between the church and the presence of God. He will bring false gifts of the Spirit, false revelations, and he will prevent people from receiving the real gifts. And you'll also see Leviathan on people that think that they're called to go around and tell the different churches what they're doing wrong. They think that they're so high up in the Spirit that they're supposed to bring correction to these trained pastors and men of God who have been ministering for 40, 50 years. So Leviathan brings false gifts of the Spirit, false revelations, false visions, and he prevents people from receiving the real gifts. And if you sit under someone or be mentored by someone who has a Leviathan, that spirit gets on you. Anytime you sit under the mentorship of anyone who has a demon like that, or you sit under their teaching in a church, whatever is behind the pulpit goes out over the congregation. The Lord taught me that many years ago. So Leviathan, because of who and what he is, he stops the anointing from flowing in a church. And eventually, if he is allowed to continue in the church, that church will dry up spiritually and wither away and die. He is also known to infiltrate prayer meetings and prayer groups where he brings the same type of destruction. It just shuts down the anointing on the whole thing. You know, people start out real excited and then they just fall flat. Leviathan is known for turning others against whomever is in authority, whether it be by slander or by other means. He is the one you'll hear whispering about the pastor, or, you know, this one or that one, or whispering about this or that leader. That's Leviathan. Leviathan is a marine spirit. The Bible talks about it being in a river. The meaning of the word Leviathan is sea monster or dragon or crocodile. And it says, the Bible says that he makes the deep to boil. Okay, anytime you encounter demons, but especially major demons like Leviathan and Jezebel, I want you to remember what I'm about to teach you. Because if you don't get this part right, you can forget about doing any spiritual warfare whatsoever and being effective. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long in the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Okay, before we go any further, I want you to look at something. All of these first five verses are about submission to authority. Submitting to the authorities over you requires what? That's right, humility. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Leviathan and Jezebel are especially eaten up with pride, though I think all demons have pride. You will get nowhere in spiritual warfare if you do not walk in humility. When you walk in pride, you are working for Satan, and Satan cannot cast out Satan, okay? All right. Now, we know that Ephesians 6 goes on to tell us what our weapons, the weapons of our warfare are. So let's read those verses. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's the belt of truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. There's the breastplate. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Shoes of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. That was our shield of faith. Now here's our helmet. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we take up all our weapons, and we keep praying, and we keep standing. Okay, Leviathan has many heads. It has been said that his seven heads are the seven abominable sins found in Proverbs chapter 6. There are six things which the Lord hates. Yea, seven which are an abomination unto him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked purposes, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that utters lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. When you are doing warfare, always listen closely to your spirit, because the Lord will reveal to you what you need to do. We need to be sure that we break all of Leviathan's heads. We need to cut them off and then crush them. Okay, haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to run to mischief, a false witness that sows discord, or contention which only comes through pride among brethren. I'm not positive those can be the heads, because some of them aren't heads. There's a heart, feet, and hands in there. But anyway, something to look at. If anybody else knows what the seven heads are, I'd love to know. Okay, here are some warfare tips if you encounter Leviathan and you're trying to do deliverance on somebody. First of all, you would want to bind up Leviathan in the heavenlies. I got this from the Richard Ng book that's on my website, Spiritual Warfare. Bind up Leviathan in the heavenlies as a ruling spirit, okay? Cut all the cords between Leviathan and any spirits in the person being delivered. If you don't cut those cords, what happens is you're trying to cast those other demons out, and they're drawing more power from Leviathan and staying in, and it makes your job harder. The key to warfare against any demonic power is always to go to the Word of God and see what the Lord says about that spirit. Most of what we know about Leviathan is found in Job chapter 41, so you'll want to study that. Richard Ng suggests quoting Luke 10:19 to it. I personally love Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And you can just tell the demon that the Lord said that. Okay, and then you could cut off his heads and crush them. Okay, cut them all off, whether you know their names or not. Job 41 verse 1 and 2 says, Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Can you put a hook in his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? So there's some suggestions. Draw him out with a hook. Put a hook in him and draw him out. Put a hook in his nose. Bore his jaw through with a thorn. And you can take any scriptures like this that you find and use them as warfare tactics, okay? Anytime you war with the Word of God, you're going to have result. If you war without the Word of God, you're going to have far less result and be far less effective. You might say something like, in the name of Jesus, I put a hook in Leviathan and I draw him out. I put a hook in his nose and I bore his jaw through with a thorn. And since he has scales, we could descale him like a fish. You know how you descale a fish? How you scrape him? So in Jesus' name, I take my sword of the Spirit and I scrape all the scales off of Leviathan. Okay? I crush each one of his heads and I chop it up with my sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Also, since he is a marine spirit, he lives under the water. Okay, the word says that he lives in the river. And there's another one that says something about him being in the sea or being in the deep. So he's definitely a marine spirit. So we want to dry up his waters. Okay. You could quote from Jeremiah to do this. A drought is upon his waters and they shall be dried up. I will dry up his sea and make his springs dry in Jesus' name. So now we've scraped up all his scales and we've dried up all his waters. So. And now I send the fire of God to consume him in Jesus' name. My God is a consuming fire. Because we might as well go ahead and roast him, right? And so let's also tell him what's coming for him. So, Leviathan, Isaiah 27:1 says, in that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. And Psalm 74 says, thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Can you say fish fry? And like in other cases, if it refuses to leave after, say, 10 or 15 minutes and you keep doing warfare against it, then there is very likely a legal right there. And you need to find out what that is. It's probably going to be a hidden area of pride in the case of this one. And you'll just have to search for it. To find out more about this spirit, study Job chapter 41, of course. Book Spiritual Warfare by Richard Ng. And you can find it on my website in the print bookstore. I don't think it's out in Kindle. But in the print bookstore tab, it's called Spiritual Warfare and it's by Richard Ng. It seems to just be rampant right now and so many people are having encounters with it that it's apparently on the rise. And so if it's on the rise, we want to know how to deal with it before encounter it, right? So I hope this has been helpful to you. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Do you know someone suffering from domestic violence or another form of abuse like verbal abuse? Did you know abuse has deep spiritual roots that cause abuse to be attracted to a person throughout their lifetime? Now, the Escaping Abuse Study Guide helps you discover and remove those spiritual roots so you won't be an abuse magnet. Get the Escaping Abuse Study Guide or get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. Escaping Abuse Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available now on Amazon.com. You don't have to look far to see. The world around us is constantly changing, often in very unexpected ways. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss. Is worse coming? What is coming to the world for the people of God in these last days. What does God want us doing while we're waiting for His reappearance? Now is the Time contains 217 prophetic messages from the throne room of God discussing what is coming to America and the world in these end times, along with instructions on what to do to prepare. The Lord God has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time, the 2015 messages, available in print only through wingsofprophecy.com. Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time.